This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You've heard us talk about David Femenino, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
One chair for each of David and Kenny's spinal columns. We are the walking wounded today, people. Karsh is sick. Cookies is just sick in the head. Kenny out. He's got the poops. David, his kids got him sick.
Yeah.
So we got Bobby on the ones and twos. Right now, Casper the Ghost is screening calls. It's going to be a big, big occasion today.
Good thing nothing big happened over the weekend.
No, not at all. So here's what we're going to try to do. 50-50 split. We're going to go a little rivalry because it's not a normal NFL Monday. And as Rico told you all last week, the Lions had their homecoming game against the early Bill Snyder Kansas State Wildcats in the late 80s. So while there is a topic, it's not huge news. So we'll start with the MSU-Michigan stuff. Here's how I want to do this. Rico, do you have your bell? Okay, I want to make sure you have your bell because here's what I want to do. I'm just going to present to you in one foul swoop the rivalry thing, meaning, okay, here's a PSA to start the show. That's number one. Then the little bro moment. That's two. And then I'll give you the thing I actually want to do, which is football.
Okay.
At any point in this, if you feel I am out of line, missing the mark, or you just have something absolutely remarkable to say, just ring the bell.
Gotcha.
Because I'm very easy about this. But I feel like if we collectively present all three of these things, it'll give us the best chance to actually have remote, decent conversation. Good? All right, rivalry PSA. First of all, I told you, I hate losing this game. Like, I don't like my rival. I want to win the game. But I got nothing left for you on the other stuff. I don't care. First of all, I didn't find out about the post-game stuff until about an hour after the game because, admittedly, I went to the World Series. Okay? So, I was out. Second of all, if you're going to approach this, now listen, the one thing Rico and I are not going to do is the mental masturbation routine. I'm not going to gaslight you. And I mean, I gotta call Stoney because, I mean, Evan read me a tweet he sent out there. I go, oh boy. And Johnson today, John this morning, I hope he had a hole cut out in his pants. Give it a little more room down there because I'm not playing this game where one side's clean and the other's totally at fault. That's just not reality. As I said to you with when the tunnel thing happened, both teams want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anthony Jones, over-aggressive on victory formation. I don't know. You see that half a dozen times. And a little scuffle breaks out at the end of the game. You want him thrown in jail? Go ahead. Colston Loveland, no, he wasn't leaning forward. No, it wasn't light, or it was a headbutt. And then it's a dust-up. That's it. That's where it should have ended. Now, one team rushed the field. The other didn't. Now, you want to start adjudicating Zapruder film and doing all that, I leave that to you guys. Does it sure look like a couple of big-name Michigan players are stomping someone who's not a member of their team? Sure it does. I don't care. I don't. MSU's already said they're not pressing charges. They're not going to take it there. Rico and I have a common agreement that Michigan State, they're weak. The leadership's weak. The PR department is one of the worst in America. They don't stand up for themselves. So I don't expect anything from this. Go.
What I'll say about this, I need Michigan State to do things publicly the way Michigan did it publicly. If you're going to do this, if you want to get the groundswell behind you, remember, I think it was the only time that Ward Manuel and Jim Harbaugh were in the same room at the same time and actually agreed upon something. Other than that, You never saw them ever together again. Contract negotiation? Nope. But wait, tunnel incident happened. They spoke out. For Michigan State, they do things in background. They do things in silence. And it always looks like, well, you always get the short end of the stick. Like, I would like to see a little more anger, a little more passionate, a little more just sticking up for yourself. That's what I would like to see from MSU.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I live in a world where I've never seen that. It's just not how they approach it. And that's why they get victimized. And again, Michigan will always win the battle of public outcry. What happened on that field, you could lay blame both ways. But I'm not invested in it. I don't care. As far as Colston Loveland's little bro thing, whatever, man. Seriously, if you guys want to get upset by it, win the game. It's not 2007, guys. I'm not a 26-year-old kid. I'm 44. The little bro thing with Mike Hart, it was fresh. It was new. It triggered this decade where MSU rose up, and it was whatever.
It became fuel for Mark D'Antonio.
But it's played. And I mean, when Chase Winovich did it before walking out the door, it's played. And when Colston Loveland, who's a very good football player, does it, but he's never going to have to play in the game, it's weak.
Very bitch-like.
Well, it's just stupid. It's dumb. I mean, you want to use that word, that's you. I'm just saying, for me, it doesn't bug me because it doesn't matter. Like I always used to say, before you arrived and MSU was winning games, I'm pretty sure you brought down the rivalry. The point I'm making is, it doesn't matter. We can beat them 100 times. The minute 101 happens and they win a game, it's going to go back to this. It's who they are. So, Spartan fans, you want to be upset by Colston Loveland? I would just say, if you're expecting these people to be different at any point, that's on you. You're going to drive yourself to madness. It's who they are. So you just win the game if you don't want to hear it. And MSU largely gave the game away. And that brings us to the football. Jonathan Smith said something. You and I talked Saturday night briefly. I said to you, I didn't think he was ready for this game. That I'm not going to get bent out of shape, but no, I don't need him yucking it up with Sharon pregame. Don't need that. And I just didn't feel like there was enough fire, both from the sideline or from the team. I thought they were businesslike. I thought they were tactical. I thought they played to the best of their limited abilities. But he said today, check this quote, "We won't forget Saturday night, I promise you that, but we're moving forward." He felt a genuine dislike between MSU and Michigan and the fan bases. And after experiencing this one time, this thing is different. And that crystallized for me on Saturday, close quote. Well, good, because you better figure it out. It is different. So from a Michigan State standpoint, football-wise, it's hard for me to railroad the whole game plan when it worked. But it was lacking a few things. Like, great, you're a 75% run team now. And we ran for almost, 170 yards, whatever it was. I needed 3 or 4 max protect, play action, downfield shots. Like, that's where the big advantage was for us. Didn't happen.
Heaven forbid you actually have, like, this freshman wide receiver who could actually catch passes and do nice things.
The Marsh touchdown late almost upset me. Like, oh, good, I'm glad you ignored him for 50 minutes.
No Will Johnson. Let's not take a deep shot.
The other thing that bugged me is, guys, you're going to use the quarterback in the run game. It's a read option. Michigan's edges, and Josiah Stewart's a wonderful football player, to Coastal transfer. They were crashing without any fear of the quarterback pulling and going. You needed to mix that in to chill them out. That's how you help your tackles. I really felt like they left meat on the bone. Jonathan Smith did a terrible job in the first half. You got to call timeout. You can't take the late game. Missing that 25-yard field goal, I speechless. Before the half was the real problem. You got 26 seconds left.
What's your plan?
You can't do it. You can't be uber conservative
and then go from being Iowa to being Mike Leach, Texas Tech, 2008. Can't do it.
How about this? You caught a break. Michigan misses the extra point. That sideline, that team was down. And then they scored, and then they missed the extra point, and they were like, oh, we do suck. Yeah. Oh, man. Get the ball, take the knee, go in at halftime, you're up. I have no idea what that game plan was. I don't know how they were planning on filling that 26 seconds. They got the first down on the run, and then...
Well, they were going for it. They were trying to kick a 55-yard field goal. I mean, look, not a great job. For Michigan, here's the question. Sharon emptied the cupboard. I mean, they went into the cabinets. They found the spice you hadn't used since your Nona died. A little double reverse annexation of Puerto Rico. I'll take that. Hey, Kurt Campbell, you here? Yeah, coach. Hey, you got a running back pass anywhere? We'll take that. It's great. Mm-hmm. Because Michigan, in the absence of being able to just overpower people, you got to go to the trick plays. You got to do some stuff. They effectively ran a two-quarterback system.
I told David, if you want to win, this isn't what you want to hear from me, but you got to do both quarterbacks. You just can't rely on one. When the time comes, you mix them up. And apparently the MSU defense and Joe Rossi had no idea. When Alex Orji is in the game, he doesn't pass.
No, and look, here's one thing. I will meet you and probably the whole Spartan fan base on the middle on something. I have no idea why you have two safeties 10, 12 yards off the line of scrimmage when Orji's in the game. However, how much of a difference would it make when our defensive ends got treated like children facing Andre the Giant? I mean, Hinton alone on two of those Orji runs completely caved in the edge.
Well, see, I think it would have made a difference, Mike, because you saw it the week before against Iowa. We're just going to load up the line. So if you happen to pancake one, we got two people behind him.
Yeah.
We're going to stop the
run. It wasn't ideal. But here's the problem. And this is something I said to you last week, why I didn't have huge confidence about winning the game like a lot of people. I said, look, I think we had a shot, but I'm not ready to sit here like we're in the lead position. Rico, five Big Ten games. You know how many sacks MSU has?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
When we blitz, it's pointless. We can't get anywhere. We don't have the horses.
Yeah.
So, look, overall, here are the three ways we can do this.
And real quick, before that, I would like to introduce Malik Spencer to Colston Loveland, because apparently you don't know what he looks like, you don't know what his number is, and you just flat out refuse to guard him. Because you just kind of let him run around. It felt like that whole when TJ says, how in the world is Cooper Kupp always open? Yeah. I felt that way about Colston Loveland.
He's a good player, but if you put enough people on him, you force the QB to look somewhere else.
That halfback pass, let the other 10 guys worry about Dono.
Just stay with 18, please.
You stay with him no matter what.
It was a good throw by Dono.
It was.
That wasn't bad.
It was.
But yeah, look, guys, I guess the way we're trying to spell it out to you is, I listen to the morning show. I mean, John's living in an alternate universe. I can't do it. No, Loveland headbutted him. And Anthony Jones was over-aggressive on a victory formation. What do you want me to do? You want to throw Anthony Jones in jail? Great, send Loveland with him. I mean, what do you want from me? It can't always be one side's totally right and the other side's totally wrong. And I'm not here for it. It's 60. It's sunny. I got enough problems in my sports world. I got the Yankees giving away a World Series. I got the Giants about to get banged by Russ Wilson tonight like it's his honeymoon. Mm. Are you kidding me? I bet on the Bears yesterday.
Dangerous.
Hail Mary. I blame Rico for that. That was a message from God. So look.
Well, I had to stay up late and almost watch my team give away another double-digit fourth quarter lead.
What? So look. I'm happy to talk about the rivalry with you. I'm more on the football side of it. I apologize if you think it's bad of me. I'm not getting bent out of shape by the little bro thing. Guys, like I said, man, it's 17 years of it. Like, it's pointless. The kid can say what he wants to say. He won the game. I think it's weak when you say it and you're not playing in the game again, but that's their move. It's what Hart did. It's what Chase did. It's what Colston did. Even Colston said, I shouldn't have said that.
He got caught up in the moment.
Even Sharon Moore and Jonathan Smith both said neither of our teams handled it right. So why the hell are we doing shows on this station where one side wants to pretend it's the other side's fault? Guys, save that for November 5th. Keep it out of football. No, you know what I'm saying. It's like I can't waste my energy on it.
Yeah. Each team wanted it to happen. I'm just believing of that now. Whether it was Devin Bush, whether it was the tunnel, whether it was this. You could have done a lot of different things, but in the end, you wanted it to happen, and it happened. And then it was, oh, well, it was your fault. No, it was your fault. No, you wanted this to happen.
You could also, if you want to call up and tell me what you think should happen, I'll listen. I won't be mean about it. I won't be smug about it. But don't ask me to get up here yelling and screaming. Can't do it. The little bro thing, can't do it. It's pointless. It's dumb.
Oh, you did forget one thing.
What'd I forget?
And you know what? Maybe we can get to that next.
Tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, hi, everybody. Breaking news. Kenny is still living on the toilet, so he's not here today. David is saddled up, though. He's ready to roll. Nice to have you back, David. Bobby did the best he could in your stead, but there's just no comparison to David Hatchett Manhall.
You tell me he's not a screaming black guy, huh? Gotcha.
Factually true on all counts. So we're going to start the show with something totally insane. I'm out of my mind, but I find it interesting, and I'm in the interesting business. And there's no point in screaming and yelling about Lions trades when we don't have anything to go on right now. We're going to package that in a different way. But Rico, you were in disbelief. You were at a very high-level sales meeting earlier, and you sauntered in, and you're like, no, really, what are we opening the show with? And I'm like, exactly what's written there. And you're like, no, seriously, you're punking me. Like, this is Practical Jokers. And I'm like, no, no. I have something I think this is interesting. So
we're in an interesting business.
Yeah, right. I want to sell you this pen, and I want to make people aware of something and just have an early conversation. Is that doable?
It's doable.
Unthinkable topic selection. I'm going to open up with the Pistons. Right, as radios across Metro Detroit. Right. Actually, that's live from Kenny's house. Hey, Kenny, how you feeling? So look, hear me before you turn the channel. I want to ask a question of, do we have a developing problem here? And it is with Cade Cunningham. Now, it is no secret, last year I told you, before I signed him to a big extension, I would probably trade him. You're going nowhere fast. This franchise is an insult to stinky armpits everywhere. But you paid him. Here's your problem. You're 0-4. You're the only winless team in the East. You're probably headed to 0-6, to be quite honest, with a road trip to Philly and then the Knicks. Do you realize Cade Cunningham simply cannot close basketball games? And there is no more damning thing you can say about a star then he ain't a closer in basketball. I don't know what the equivalent is in other sports, and I'm not here to talk about them. But Rico, you and I both, when you start naming out guys like Bird, Magic, LeBron, D-Wade, pick an era, dudes were killers in the fourth quarter, right?
Yep.
You realize Cade Cunningham is averaging 4 points a game in the fourth quarter on 28% shooting? Last night, only 6 points in the second half in sum total, and you blew another game that you had the lead or you're in striking distance. Do you realize Cade Cunningham is on pace to break the NBA's all-time record for turnovers? James Harden at 464. Great. Cade's on pace for 478. It's four games, but work with me. 23 turnovers in four games.
That I did not know. When I saw that, I was like, wait.
And again, wow. Like, for instance, I feel like we're a mortal lock to start out 0-6. And I said, you know what? Let's play the schedule game and have some fun. Do you realize, fellas, I've counted out, they've got 18 games between now and January 1st. Here's what I'd set the over-under at. 7.5. I mean, do you recognize you're staring a god-awful start again in the face? The free agents you brought in are toilet. I mean, Tobias Harris looks like a guy who someone put a gun to his head. His financial advisor's like, look, you're rich, but you really should take this last deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cade can't close. He's not a point guard. He can't hold on to the rock. He's nowhere in the fourth quarter. Do we have a problem? Go ahead and laugh. But I want to know, right here, right now, if you want me to wait, tell me the date. Tell me when I have to wait till.
You don't.
Okay, then.
No, you don't, Mike. I realized that last year. There's a different... Cade could be a star. Some may even think he's Detroit's superstar. But you nailed it earlier. There are certain players, man, they own the fourth quarter. Get out of their way. Clear out. I got this. I'm shooting every shot. And if we're going to win or lose with me, LeBron James, Steph Curry, like certain guys you already know. Just get out of my way. Let me make this. Hop on the back. I'll take you to victory. That's not Cade. Either you have it or you don't. He doesn't. Doesn't make him a bad person. It means that you don't have a closer on this team. You don't have an assassin. You don't have that killer instinct guy who just doesn't care, and we're going to win this thing. That's not him. It's never going to be him. So, no, there's no arbitrary date because nothing's going
to
change.
You want me to fix it?
You can fix it?
Here's what you have to do. Well, they chose not to fix it because they didn't bring any meaningful free agents here. But I think you have to take every single piece that you have, whether it's Ivy, whether it's Durin. I'm not paying Durin. I'm not paying Ivy. I'm not signing either of those guys to a max. Whether it's draft picks, you need to package it all up, duct tape it like Tommy Boy with the road flares when he shows up at Zielinski Motors, and you got to get a point guard, and you got to move Cade off the ball. Simply put, the turnovers aren't getting better, and I don't know who the point guard is. I just know you're going to have to put an offer together to go and get one because it doesn't work. Cade and Ivy doesn't work, and Cade, Rico, 23 turnovers in four games. Yeah. Including several critical ones in the fourth quarter last night. Look, guys, I'm asking the question because here's my problem. Nobody wanted Cade here more than me. But it doesn't mean he should escape criticism. I don't understand how we arrive at a point where certain players skate. Well, everyone has made every excuse for Cade. You know what I want to see? When the ball's in your hand in the fourth quarter, not 4 points a game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think he's skated because we all waited because Cade and Ivy were never healthy at the same time. And it was always, what's it going to be like when these two play together? And you got a glimpse of that last year. Okay, well, give him another year. It's not any better. No, you're right. This is, these two can't play together. Cade's not that killer. He's not the guy to lead the team in the fourth quarter. Maybe 1 through 3, sure. But you need somebody who can just step up, whether it's driving to the basket, whether it's shooting three-pointers, who can just do something to help this team win. Because if games ended at the end of the third, they probably have some more victories. But you know, going into the fourth, it's literally, how will they screw this game up? How will they lose it this time? Who will be the person that turns it over? Who will be the person that shoots the dumb shot? Who is it? And it's, yeah, and it's now where you're just like, okay, when will the first victory happen? Because it's just kind of sad.
And the other problem is, you know, we're close. I mean, even if you want to sell me that this is a year for Trajan Langdon to do a full evaluation, try to get rid of some dead bodies like Tim Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley, get what, a collection of second-round picks I don't care about? There's no way you're going to pay Cade Cunningham north of 25% of your salary cap to sit here and win 18, 20, 24 games. It doesn't even make sense to me. At what point do we add players and actually try to, I don't know, be near to play in? Now, look, it's four games in. Maybe they do the unthinkable and turn it around. But in the early returns of me watching this team, one thing is for certain, Cade in the fourth quarter is Kenny on the toilet. And it just continues. He's not a closer.
No, he's not a closer. And that's what I need. And I went back. I went back, not because I know it's just four games this season.
Yeah, but we have to talk about
it. But I went back to January 1st of 2024. So the second half of last year into this season.
All right.
And Cade Cunningham only has four double-digit fourth quarters points where he scores in the fourth quarter.
Since January?
That's a problem. Because what you need, Rico, is every game this year but one, the Cleveland, they were down by 12 points going into the fourth quarter. But every game this year, they've been in it, leading, maybe down by one.
Yep.
And you need that guy to take you in the fourth quarter and say, all right, this is my team, let's go. Whether it's scoring-wise or you're distributing the ball to make things happen, and that's not happening. That's the problem that I have with Cade right now, is he's not that guy, and I hate to say this, but I'm starting to give up on him. I'm the guy that brought him here, and I'm starting to give up on him.
I'm not giving up. I'm just telling you. I don't think it can work because every turnover you have in the fourth quarter that leads to a run out to the other end, those are four-point swings. Mm-hmm. You're not good enough to have a 12-point swing in a basketball game on three god-awful turnovers. Like, you can't do it. Guys, he has 23 turnovers in the first four games of the season. Here's my answer. You got to get a point guard. You got to get somebody who can be a primary ball. Look, I talked about this for a long time with the Celtics. We were never going to win a title with Marcus Smart as our point guard. Why? He's not a point guard. He's not a primary. He can't handle a rock in the fourth quarter and trigger the offense. That's the other thing. Look, it's four games. Bickerstaff, I need some plays. I need some sets. This AAU stuff might work if you're the Celtics.
I was about to say, just don't run up and down the court and jack up
shots.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it looks like in a fourth quarter.
It really does.
Now, that works if you're the Suns or the Celtics or the Lakers, but like, JB, I don't know if you're aware. You're coaching the main Red Claws here. This is a problem. So I wanted to hear from the people. Because look, I'm not sitting here and telling you everything wrong with the Pistons is Cade. I'm not saying that. But when I lay out a contract that's worth the better part of $250 million, and I know I gotta create a winner sooner rather than later, well, here's the thing. Maybe Cade needs to be off the ball. If that's not me blaming Cade, I'm saying if you have, what was it, David? Four fourth quarters?
Four.
Four fourth quarters where you've, quote, taken over in basically, what, 60 NBA basketball games.
Correct.
You're not a closer. And if you're not a closer, yet you're my highest paid player, that's concerning to me. There's a difference between being concerning and then executing someone. But Rico, I mean, my God.
And you're stuck with him. So you're right. This is the best solution. You got
what's worse than Cade's fourth? Is it his fourth quarters or his commercials?
His fourth quarters. Because you could always go to acting school. You could always take an acting class at a local community college. Where are you going to learn how to close in the fourth quarter?
You know the commercials are bad when they don't hand Cade the microphone on opening night and they give it to Tobias Harris. The hell was that?
You know what? You win.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Hey, Tobias is back. What about Cade? Tobias. You want Tobias. Yeah, it is. He's not that guy. You need somebody who could help this man out. You need to add some additional players, and it's no one on this team.
You need to do what Houston did. Everybody mocked what Houston did with Freddie Van Vliet or bringing in Dylan Brooks, a guy I know you like. Look, bottom line, Houston's rebuild started when yours did. Their roster looks totally different. Their playoff fortunes look totally different. And frankly, Jalen Green, who I think is a bit of a loser and a weirdo, he's averaging 28.8 a night. Why? He's got some help.
He doesn't have to do everything.
And he's not on the ball. See, that's the other key. Cade can't be on the ball. Do you at least, guys, if you want to blindly defend this guy, cool. Bottom line, can we come together? Kumbaya, y'all. Can we come together and just say, dude needs to be moved off ball? Let's see if that's the compromise. Okay, so quick update. Just something interesting. So I made a joke about Za'Darius Smith being held out of practice. Browns edge rusher, veteran, and a guy who said he wouldn't mind playing in Detroit. So I said, naturally, oh, he's not sick. He's just got trade fever. So Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has reported what the Browns are looking for Za'Darius Smith. You guys tell me what you want to do, okay? They want, quote, a good day three pick. Well, you don't have a third rounder. And your fourth rounder will be, presumably, one of the lowest. So this would have to be a 4+ or a pick swap of you giving up a 2 and getting a 3. Something of that.
Yeah, so wait. I thought 2 and 3 were day 2, right?
No, the first round is one night, the second round's another night, and then day 3 is... Okay. So it is. You're right. You're right. Time out. Thursday night is round 1, Friday night is 2-3, then it's 4. So okay, look. You're going to have to do 4+ or 2 swap. You want Za'Darius Smith? And remember, he's under contract. You get multiple years of Za'Darius Smith. I'm not pounding the desk here. I'm not going to scream and yell. And look, I like him. Very good football player. He's a vet. Already said he wouldn't mind being here. You tell me what you guys want to do. And let me get you those contract terms. I apologize. I just saw the little note because Evan passed it to me. His contract, very, very fair to me. He is next year. Oh, come on. This is no-brainer. Cap hit this year, he's a $5 million player. Next year, the cap hit, he'd be a $9 million player.
Yeah. Sold. Maybe that's it.
Then he's got all voidable years after that. So look, I wanted to mix it in. I know it's all J-Mo all the time. But Za'Darius Smith was held out of practice. Rico says, well, he might actually be sick. I don't want to live in that world. He's got trade fever. And the only cure is coming to the 313.
Morcone?
Exactly. What would you give? The fourth round pick won't be enough. Would you do a pick swap? Give up a 2, get a 3?
Yeah.
You think the Browns would go for that?
Yeah, I think the Browns would jump all over that because they're asking for a good day 3
singular
pick.
Without giving up their own asset. What you're asking them to do is give up an asset. It's a swap.
Yeah.
They're simply moving up in the draft versus adding an outright pick. Other teams are going to have a third round pick and they're going to offer it, and the Browns may find that more valuable.
Yeah, but if you're the Browns, you're sitting there looking at now, I don't know what their draft status is, but now you have 2 second round picks. I would take that over a fourth rounder. Just 2 fourth rounders or 2 second rounders, give me 2 second rounders. Because if you're the Browns, you're rebuilding. You got to build a team around Famous Jameis. If I'm Cleveland, I think that if the Lions offered that, that's probably the best deal you're going to get. Because even if somebody else gives you a top 10 fourth round selection, guys, let's just go ahead and swap this pick and take the Lions second. And we'll be done. Like it's a better. I don't see how it's a bad deal for Cleveland whatsoever.
Because you want the additional asset versus just moving up. It depends on who runs the team.
True.
Different franchises view it differently.
No. True. But you get a free fourth rounder, or we got 2 second rounders.
But you just lost your third. You understand what I'm saying?
No, you are giving something up here. You are, Mike, but you're getting a better caliber player.
All right, so what if you give up your second, they only want to kick you a 4?
I still do it.
Okay. Yeah, Rico would be all in on Za'Darius Smith. David, Za'Darius Smith, Jeremy Fowler pricing, what do you got?
Yeah, I would give up my second round pick. If it was just a rental, no. But you have him for 2 years.
Wait, you're willing to give up a second round pick for 32-year-old Za'Darius Smith? Absolutely not.
I'm basing it off of what draft picks they have. They don't have a third round selection. So a fourth round, you're right, may not work because another team has a third round.
I could give the second, jump ahead. The Browns have to give me a third or a fourth. I have to get picked.
Get a fourth back then. Fine. But I'm saying make the deal.
Keep an eye on it. He was held out of practice today. He's a good ball player. He'd make you better. And I'll tell you this, you'd much rather have him on your team than have the Packers go and get him. And bring him back home. Ticket text, David. Let's hear him.
Someone says, our GM, yes, he needs to make a move. Za'Darius Smith, yes, I would love to make that move. Someone says, give up our late third, better than a fourth round, and then get a sixth round back.
We don't even have a third.
We don't have a third, though, people. We don't have the Lions.
Didn't
don't
you
have
give that up to go and draft a guy who didn't have a picture?
Manu.
Yeah, the Canadian mystery man.
Yeah.
Dark man.
Why are we pretending that a fourth isn't a good day three pick? Yes, give up the fourth and get Za'Darius Smith.
Because it's not a good day three pick. You'll have the last pick in the fourth round, potentially. Guys, are you feeling okay? Do you have your coffee this morning? Everybody all right?
For the trade, how about giving them a second round and then getting back a fourth or a fifth? But yes, we need to make this deal. Pretty sure that Jeremy Fowler is saying to give up a fourth, but maybe they'll take a fifth. No.
Look, bottom line is if they take the fourth round pick, I'd have the deal done right now and Za'Darius would be driving up 75.
Well, makes you wonder why he's missing practice. They say illness, but
because
it could be in the works.
He's got an illness, and the only cure is Detroit.
And I guess I'm looking at it as kind of how you went for Max Crosby. Let's just end this, Cleveland. We're serious about this. Let's go ahead and swap the picks, and let's get this done. Okay? We're going to give you a second-round pick, but I would look at Za'Darius as our second-rounder. Would you take that selection? Yeah, I would if I was the Lions. And I think for Cleveland, we're going to swap out. We'll take your fourth. You take our second. And let's both be happy about this. Let's not haggle. Let's just get this thing done.
Yeah, someone's on Ticket Tech suggesting you give them a second and you ask for their third. So basically, you're just moving back a few spots.
Well, the other thing you can do as well, fellas, you know, you could give up a fifth this year and you give up a four in 26. There's ways to do this where the compensation makes sense and the Browns are going to be in a multi-year rebuild. Who are we kidding? And for Za'Darius Smith, I just wanted for context purposes. Now, played in the league a long time. A long time. He's gotten better, but again, you know what? Last year he played 16 games in Cleveland. He gave you a whopping 5.5 sacks. Now he's already got 5 this year. His best days are probably behind him, giving you 12, 13 sacks when he was with Green Bay. He is in his 30s. He is an older player. That's my one concern. I'm not saying no, but is that the best you can do? That's a question only Brad Holmes knows. And if he fits the profile, if you like the person, he fits the room, Aaron Glenn signs off on it, Dan Campbell signs off on it, all right, let's ride. But I get a little concerned now. This guy's about to be 33 years old. Is that the best we can do?
No, it's... You can probably do better, but just the fact that we're talking about him because he's not practicing.
What if he's a Lion by 5:30? I mean, why don't we let's just live it up. What happens first? Za'Darius Smith is announced as a Lion or Kenny goes to the bathroom again? Kenny's probably a -350 favorite there, but I just wanted to keep hope alive.
My money's on Kenny.
He was held out of practice today.
Hey, have you seen Kenny's 40 time?
Oh, trying to get to the bathroom? That was something. Look, it's been a rough couple of days for our man. All right, we got to nurse him back to health.
If there's Jameer Gibbs, and then there's Kenny Cott.
I don't know. My lateral speed isn't what it used to be after these last couple of days. I'll put it to you like that.
Yeah but the stiff arm, Kenny. Get out of the way! Lethal. Kenny Cott is going to be on angry runs.
David, before I say something to get us in trouble.
Just stop. Brad Holmes will not make any moves.
Okay, so the question would be, are you okay with that? If they don't make any moves, there's absolutely potential for a chair drop.
No, I think that's a person trying to mitigate the disappointments. So if you already go in there saying he won't do anything, and then he does something, you're happy.
Or he actually believes that he's not going to do anything. I think there's a lot of people out there that believe that. He hasn't done it the last couple of years.
Well, I think you're out of your mind. You're a Super Bowl team. Act like it. Chiefs are stocking up. Ravens are stocking up. And you know teams in the NFC are going to make moves. Minnesota just stocked up. Lost Christian Darrisaw for the year. Replaced him with Cam Robinson. Like, guys, this is the way of the world. If you're going for it, act like it. David, take a text, or are we just going to stare lovingly at each other?
Sounds like he has the Honolulu flu, is what I'm hearing. Za'Darius Smith.
See?
Za'Darius Smith, yeah, give them whatever they want. Swap the fourth or with our second, is what they're saying.
I lean towards doing it, but I also...
But no, you mentioned that. Yeah, I didn't realize he was getting up there.
He's old.
So yeah, sure. Maybe this is where we package. How about the fourth this year and the fourth next year?
You can. Well, I'd much rather give up less this year and more 2 years from now. So think fifth. About it. Yeah, give him a five this year. Give him a four in 26. Conditional, whatever. Hey, if the guy achieves these certain things, it turns into a four. I don't know. They're Cleveland. They're stupid. Figure it out. You're negotiating with an idiot. It shouldn't be hard. All right, good to have everybody. Listen, believe it or not, we've been crushing hockey discussion on this show. So if you want that, Odyssey.com Rewind, Wings boot off the ice, lots of questions about patience, the rebuild, all of it. We did hours of it, plural. I want to turn our attention. It's almost like Luke Sloan was looking at our show sheet. I want to talk about the Tigers here because Hot Stove begins now. World Series is over. You've already seen a trade in the MLB. Jorge Soler getting dealt from the Braves. But you're seeing options get picked up. The GM meetings are November 5th through 7th, a.k.a. like 10 minutes from now. And it's very interesting because I want to see where people are at with their baseball team, where much like the Red Wings, if not now, when? So I wanted to have fun. Rico, are you okay with fun for a minute?
Yeah,
because I want to say, I know this isn't happening, but the reason I'm going to bring something up is to act as a kind of a means to an end, okay? Mm-hmm. So last night, Yankees clown card their way out of blowing a 5-0 lead. Juan Soto was immediately asked about his free agency. And he goes, I don't know what teams are going to come after me. Definitely, I'll be open to this and every single team. No doors are closed. I'm going to be available for all 30 teams. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, he's a Boris client, and he's well-coached, and he's a smart kid. Do I believe all 30 teams? No, of course not. But, do I believe the Detroit baseball Tigers are at least in the top half of the league? Yes. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Mm-hmm. How would it change how you feel about Chris Illich or Scott Harris if you just read a report that the Tigers inquired or the Tigers got shot down offering 12 at 500, 12 at 550? And for those of you immediately going, he'll never take it, that's not what I asked. I asked, would it give you faith that they are going to be serious people moving forward? Now, I bring it up because of this. Take the Juan Soto stuff, Rico, and put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
500, 550, 600 million. What if I could offer you at a deep, deep discount compared to Juan Soto, an elite defensive player, a World Series champion, a guy who's played for A.J. Hinch, a right-handed bat at position of need, and it would only cost you something in the low, low range of between, depending on term, 6 at 150, you know, 6 at 160, 7 at 185. Position. That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Position okay. of need? That, absolutely.
That's Alex Bregman, third base. Right-handed. Quality at bats, high contact skills. Now, I am not going to run from the fact he has had some declining metrics the last couple of years. I can't run from it. But that's why he's $185 million and not $585 million. Sure, I'd love Juan Soto. I don't believe the Tigers will ever pay a player like that. And some of you will go, well, we shouldn't. It's not financially responsible. I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, I don't really care. Now, back to the Juan Soto thing first, Mike. I mean, if you're a Tigers fan, you would love that. Even if it's the false hope and knowing you were never going to get him, the fact that you threw your hat into the ring and said, let's yes. just see what happens. You know what? You're out there trying to buy your Powerball ticket. Chances are you're not going to win it, but... You know, you get to dream until they draw the numbers.
Yes.
Same thing here.
And that's why I brought it up. So keep the Soto thing, you know, in a different department, right? Let's just, we know that's not happening. But Rico's answer, guys, is why I brought it up. So I'll go, okay, well, here's a list of realistic players, shall we? Here's what I want. I want to know that you're after Alex Bregman versus signing the dead body of Yoan Moncada. I want to hear that you're after Tony Taters, a.k.a. Anthony Santander. Not that you've picked up Max Kepler. Like, I want to know, hey, you inquired about Pete Alonso, not Josh Bell. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to see the Tigers become serious. Now, look, if you're asking me, like, what player do I actually want? Look, if you told me the offseason was Christian Walker and Anthony Santander, that's excellent. And oh, by the way, about 75 home runs. Christian Walker plays first. Santander plays right. Right-handed stick. Power in the lineup. Insulation. Now, if they went that route, I'd go, you know what? Let's rock and roll. It's the same thing with pitching, Rico. I'd love to hear the Tigers go after Corbin Burns. And you go, oh, you can't do that. Why? Because if I have Burns and Skubal at the front of my rotation, mm-hmm. followed by Reese Olson, followed by Jackson Jobe, followed by I don't care as my fifth starter,
mm-hmm.
like I want to hear that they're being serious. So I want to know from you, the fans, right? I've told you how I feel. Rico's told you how he feels. Let's start at day one,
yeah.
right? To quote T. Grizzly, first day out, right here, right now.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
What do you want from your team?
You got a taste of success. You cannot go backwards. Maybe, you know, everything got expedited and you didn't plan on being in the playoffs last year. You didn't plan on winning a series, but you did. You can't go backwards because the fans should not accept anything but forward progress. And now we need to work on how can we get to the World Series? I will say that, and maybe, you know, you could say I'm being soft. Maybe not winning a World Series just yet, but we need to have a team that can get you to the World Series. We need to have a team that can go into Cleveland and win and get you to the championship series.
No, I don't think you're being soft at all, man. I mean, it's just at a certain point, it's time to get serious. And I mean, look, like I'm trying to find some guys here that are. I hate saying realistic. Anything's realistic with money. But like a Christian Walker had a weird path in his professional life, right? And he's a free agent at age 33, 34. Well, you're going to sign shorter term. But, you know, this is a guy who's a gold glove winner at first. Well, Torque's a butcher. This is a guy that has multiple 25, 30, 35 home run seasons. This is a guy that's a clubhouse leader. Christian Walker's a really good baseball player, and he'd probably come here and give you an 825 OPS. Anthony Santander, no. Do I ever think he'll hit 44 home runs again? Probably not. How about 30? Play right field. I mean, obviously, I'd love to see the average be better, but there's a trade-off for guys that hit 30 home runs. And again, add a guy in the lineup who's got another 800 OPS. Those are real. Those aren't guys that cost $500 million. You know what I'm saying, Rico? Like, mm-hmm. you don't get to have it both ways. But what I don't want to do is have this offseason where it's like, oh, great. The Tigers have just brought in Michael Wacha and the dead body of Ha-Sung Kim. Like, come on. Am I wrong for wanting more here? And look, you guys call your shot, because I'll tell you right now, if you think you're running it back and winning 95 games and doing voodoo once we hit the deadline, it is not happening. Even your manager said it is unsustainable over a season. So here's my question. If I can't demand more now, when? And tell me what you want.
No.
And don't go splicing and picking and choosing and taking stuff out of context. I'm not demanding they sign Juan Soto. I was making a point to you. I want to see signs of seriousness. Rico wants to see the same. And if you don't like Alex Bregman, I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to yell. And I'm not telling you he's a perfect player. But I want them to go out and add a couple of big-time guys. And if you say one right-handed bat, one frontline starter, and I'm willing to have deficiencies, I'm not mad at you. If you told me the offseason was Walker Buehler and Alex Bregman, I'm not mad.
That's a step up.
That feels legitimate, doesn't it?
It does. It's a step up. It allows you to still wait on the kids, and you're not blocking anybody, but you've enhanced the team. You've made it better.
Oh, you're blocking Chase Young.
Okay.
Don't care.
Yeah,
you know what else I'd love to see him do? And I know it probably won't happen. I'd love to see him package some of these prize prospects, A, to get something awesome for them, and B, so I never have to hear their effing names again. I'm getting so sick of the prospect lust. Seriously. I get tired of hearing about it.
I'm with you. As I said, you almost have to do something, because I think Tigers fans will demand it. They saw what this team could become. So, yeah, you need some more arms, because you can't do pitching chaos.
Yep.
And you know what? Hey, how about we stop Frankensteining the third base? We'll go out and get a real one.
How about real right-handed bats? How about we stop with the torque thing and go get a real first baseman? So, look, why are we bringing it up? World Series is over. Hot stove has begun. You're already seeing reports out of Chicago. Guys like Cody Bellinger opting out. Juan Soto sweepstakes, full go. What do you tell me what your expectation for this Tigers offseason is? And if you still want to call in and firebomb the Red Wings, well, we're here for it. 248-539-9797.
All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. 5 o'clock. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. So let's talk Pack and Lions, and it's really, really simple. We'll do this two ways. A, what's your confidence level? Because I know the ticket texters, the confidence level is an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. We're not dealing in rational thought. So I wanted to actually talk to people. I wanted to actually hear from people and have them make a case. Look, it's a divisional game on the road. I don't care what year it is, what team it is. I don't care if you're the Chiefs. I don't treat a trip to Vegas as easy. I don't treat a trip to Los Angeles as easy. I don't treat a trip to Denver as easy. Like, Eagles going to Washington, I don't view it as easy. You're going to Lambeau. Yeah. It is the team that we talked about preseason being the biggest threat to you. And your lack of depth up front, I think, it's going to be a problem until it's not. It's going to be a problem until Brad addresses it. And I also wonder about the rain, the wind, and Goff. And confidence for this game, I mean, for a win, 4-5 tops. A 5 is basically a coin flip.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. I don't get the irrational exuberance. And it's fun, and the Lions are an awesome team, Rico. And win or lose Sunday, it has no bearing. They could lose 500 to nothing on Sunday. It has no bearing on me believing they're a Super Bowl team.
No, I think there's probably only two teams where, unless you're on the road at Carolina or you're playing the Titans.
You win. At Carolina, that's a BOGO.
Yeah.
Rico wins.
But other than that, yeah, it's an NFL team, and you take nothing for granted. But, yeah, I look at this, and I'm with you. I think this is a chance for Goff. We talked about it when TJ was here. This is a chance for Goff to overcome another one of the stigmas that we all said, that he's not an outdoor weather type of game. Bad weather in Green Bay. Let's see if he can hold on to the ball. No turnovers. Because he's been playing damn near perfect for an entire month. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can sustain that. So, no, I'm with you. I would probably put it about a 4 out of 10 that the Lions come away with a victory.
248-539-9797. David, confidence level. You go to Green Bay. You're 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah, with the weather, I've shifted to more like Rico, 4 to 10. I think the weather benefits Green Bay more. But without the weather, yeah, it's just a coin flip. It's just these two teams are evenly matched here. Green Bay is not horrible. And I know Lions fans want to say, oh, my gosh, we're the class of the NFC North. Yeah, but there are other teams in this division that are also good. And I do believe that it's a coin flip, but the weather more 3-4 to Green Bay.
So, yeah. You look at Vegas. Vegas is pretty much saying this is going to be a very close game. Jordan Love, I guess if Jordan Love does not play, then I like the Lions' chances a lot better to win this game. But I think he is. I think he's going to be a gamer. I think he's going to go out there and try to get this stuff done.
Yeah, and he worked through
full warm-up, full practice, the whole deal. Reports are, you know, wasn't limited. Dude, look, I don't think he's going to be scrambling around. I just wonder about your lack of pass rush against the team. Again, they don't have one dominant receiver. There's a lot of targets here to go around between Wicks, Dobbs, Reed, Watson, the tight ends, the running backs. I don't know. I feel like it's just impossible to live in a world where I believe my team's just going to go 16-1.
Right.
So at Lambeau, one of what? 3-4 toughest spots. If they win this game, you got every right to say 14-3. You got every right to believe, you know what, this team might just be different. I mean, if they make this look different, if they make this look easy, I mean, dude, there's nothing I could say. There's nothing I could say. Hey, David, could you just tell Kenny I handed him an ice-cold Exacta at the Breeders' Cup? Can you do that for me? Speedy Wilson. Come on now. Where's Kenny? He better have put that in. He's always crying about the damn money. I just made him money.
Let me say this also.
Where is Kenny? God, I almost cussed. Where is that man? I just handed him an ice-cold Exacta 6-1 on top. Come on now, Kenneth. Where is he?
David.
Oh, wait. I know.
David, I like money.
You hate these animals. You resent their existence.
Oh, please.
Oh, hey, beautiful are creatures. Air Jordans on the track?
Beautiful creatures. I ask you questions all the time. I'm interested in this.
My
It's the
goodness.
Sport of kings.
Carry on.
Yeah, let me say this, and I know people don't always want to talk about this element of the game, but what is one thing we have not seen yet this season? That's Jake Bates in outdoors, elements, anything. We have not seen him yet in the NFL dealing with that.
He's been good. Let's give credit to Jake Bates. He has been good, and the kick in Minnesota elevated my confidence. Hey, Kenny, handed you an ice cold Exacta. Tell me, if you didn't play it, leave the room.
But well.
You can't be serious. The man begs me for a pick. I handicap in a commercial break. I give him a straight ice cold Exacta. 16-1 odds, no matter what you play.
It was malfunctioning.
I don't want to look at you right now. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Get out. David, continue. I can't look at you.
What I was saying was that, yes, no right. You're right, Mike. Yes, he has been good. But again, we have not seen him outdoors yet. We have not seen him have to deal with elements yet. So, yes, while everyone says they have a running game, have what they need to have on offense, defense, the secondary is wonderful, we still need to see the kicking game in this element.
What, like, a great example is, what are the two places you don't want the Lions to be in the playoffs? Green Bay and Philly. Is that fair?
Yep.
Well, why would it be any different now with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds and rain? And as much as you say, all right, we're going to pound the rock, I'm not telling you you're not going to run the ball. But the defensive scheme that they play, it lends itself to, without J-Mo, this is the key now, without J-Mo, you don't have to manipulate where you're putting your safeties, and they can play their natural cover one where it's one high safety and the other is a box safety. Mm-hmm. You can dedicate that to the run. Now, if you have J-Mo, you have to shade your safety to the side of the field he's on because of his raw speed. Mm-hmm. Look, I think this is a tough spot. Hey, you go out and garbage can the Packers, say whatever you like. If you blow this team out, you could pick your team to win by 10 every week. But I just feel like people have gotten way too comfortable beating up on the pores. I mean, Dallas missing half their team. The Titans are trash.
No, but when you're seeing this Lions team beating teams by the margin of victory, you've grown accustomed to seeing at least 3 to 4 trick plays because they are winning. It's almost as if the team is bored. So we got to create something in order to keep the interest of the fans. That's why fans are buying into it, thinking that there's no way they could ever lose again because football is just so easy to this team.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. This is what I need to see for this game because we're talking about the toughness of this game, the matchup, outdoors, possible rain. I'm going to need a Sam Laporta. I need a Sam Laporta sighting in this game. Someone that could be that target that can get you the first down, get you, you know, the yak yards, possible yak yards after getting a short pass, because they're not going to be able to possibly throw the ball deep like they would want to normally. I need Sam Laporta to show up.
Yeah, and Sam Laporta showing up, and it's not National Tight Ends Day. So.
Oh, enough with that nonsense. If I had to hear that again, I was the only thing worse than the political ads has been the Red Zone Scott Hansen. No, National Tight Ends Day. Somebody pull a plug on that idiot. God, I can't stand him. All right, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Drew in Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Drew, nice to talk to you again, buddy. What's up?
Oh, man, listen. I am not going to come out here and say the Lions are going to win by two touchdowns or anything crazy like that. What I am saying is, considering the quarterback experience that the Green Bay is coming into the game with and our quarterback experience, I think even though we, you know, he doesn't play, supposedly he's not that great outdoors and all this other garbage, right? The experience alone gives us a huge edge. I mean, seriously, if Willis starts this game in the elements, in a divisional rivalry that we have going with the Green Bay Packers, I just think the pressure is all going to be on him.
Oh, listen, if Jordan Love either doesn't play or gets hurt in the game, of course you win the game. It goes without saying. But every indication is Love's playing. But you're right. Look, if it's Malik Willis, nothing we've talked about matters. Nothing.
But the one thing I want to do say, Mike, is do we need a reality check to make Holmes make a move on Tuesday? Are we willing to sacrifice a division game so that maybe it really pushes them over the edge to make the move?
Okay. You know what, Drew? I'm not going to lie to you or the audience. What would be best for the long term of this franchise might be getting destroyed and getting no pressures this weekend, and they have to do something. Yes. Okay, Drew, I will answer it. I will not take the easy way out there. Yes.
As horrible as it sounds to lose the Green Bay, I mean, I just wanted to make a move that makes us giddy inside, you know?
That's it. That's all we want, because we don't want to relive last year, where I truly believe his refusal to address this issue cost you a Super Bowl. Because when it's the second half and you're up by 17 and things are going wrong and you need a stop, the only way to stop teams in today's world, you got to pressure that QB and you got to eventually take them down. And you couldn't do it. Hey, Kenny, you like throwing away 13-1?
I could still see.
You and I are going to have a chat.
It was the app. The app wouldn't let me log in.
I got something for you.
Not be
Lions,
curious.
Not Lions related.
Kenny was curious, and he had me break my balls in speed handicap form, beat two favorites, and hand them.
You actually did. I witnessed it.
This is why I don't have kids, because I'd live in a constant state of disappointment. I wouldn't even be angry. I would just be disappointed in them.
Come on, man. Just patience. Big G had patience with you.
No, he did. I was perfect. All right, go ahead, tell the people about it. And then you can ask me whatever you want next. Hey, Kenny, why don't you have me try to handicap another racer you won't bet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.